And we're back. I'm sorry. I started the show with the wrong music, but that's okay. We recovered pretty quickly. I'm like, that's not it. That's not my song. Welcome. It's the 5x5 Late Night Show. I'm your host, David. And I really wasn't going to do anything tonight because, not that I'm tired, I just didn't want to. You know, do you ever get settled and you're comfortable and you may not be doing anything at all, but you're like, I'm not doing nothing. And that's why I was. I'm sitting on the couch and I'm just chilling. Been watching silly stuff on television, stuff that I've seen 1,000 times, but I was comfortable. I mean, I was in my zone, and a little tea for you all. I'm back on the juice. Yes, I'm back on the juice. But not bad. You know, I went through my sparkling ice water phase, which I still drink because I really like, because now I'm seeing more of the flavors that I was seeing on the website. They're starting to trickle into the stores here locally, and so I've been drinking it, but not as much as I was, because for a while, several months, like when it was cold, like this winter, that's all I was drinking. I stopped drinking all the sugary sodas, but today, let me tell y'all, they got me. I'm like, I'm going through my I forget what convenience store I was at. Probably, I don't know if you guys have Thornton's there, but wherever you guys are, but we have Thornton's here anyhow. And so I'm going through there, and I was going to get, my intentions were good, because normally if I go to Thornton's, you know, you can get the this is how bad it was before. You can get those big 44 ounce, and it's way too much soft drink. 44 ounces of pop. Who needs that? Nobody. And so, but you can get it. The FDA needs to shut. Wasn't it in New York City where they were saying that they was going to stop letting children or teenagers buy the supersize? They was going to stop supersizing meals or something in the city of New York, because of, you know, the obesity problem we have in America. Not only obesity, because obesity leads to so many other things like blood pressure, diabetes, all kind of stuff. But it's, so anyhow, 44 ounces of soda for 89 cents, it's a trap. It's a trap, baby. It's a trap. But anyhow, you know, so my intentions were good, because normally if I go to those places, you go right to the fountain, because it's the best for your money, the best value for your money, and you get the really, really good crunchy ice. Everybody likes the crunchy ice. I remember they used to have at the little soda fountain drinking things, they had the cubed ice and the crunchy ice. Now I just notice it's just crunchy ice, because nobody likes the cubed ice for whatever reason. I don't like it either, but, you know, I think it melts faster. I don't know. But, you know, those styrofoam cups are no joke. They will keep your drink and your ice together for several hours. So I don't, you know, that's why, what's that, biocarbs or carb or something. I can't remember what the name is. It'll come to me later. That doesn't break down. That's what you're not supposed to use, styrofoam. Styrofoam. Anyhow, and so my intentions were good. I'm going in there, so I'm walking back toward where the sparkling ice. So no, this convenience store only carries like the peach mango and like the lemonade or whatever. And so the devil turned my head, and I looked at the Mountain Dew, because I guess subconsciously I had seen it on TV. subconsciously. And so maybe that's why I kind of looked over to the Mountain Dew case, and they have my favorite Mountain Dew of all time. And it's finally made it into the stores and in the bottle. It's the Baja Blast from Taco Bell. Now, you know, I stayed away from Taco Bell because the last time I ate there, they gave me some jelly beef. And it was the grossest thing I've ever. So I got mad. I'm like, I can't come to y'all no more. I'm gonna have to give y'all about 6 months before I come back because it grossed me out. And I don't like that kind of stuff sticks in my head because even if they gave me something that was really, really good, I would still taste that nasty food, and it would be in my head kind of crazy like that. But so you know, Baja Blast forever. And anytime I've eaten at Taco Bell, anytime, I've always. I mean, this for years only got the Baja Blast Mountain Dew. There's no other for me. There's no other choice, and it tastes sort of like a punch. Remember that old school church punch that you know, black churches. I don't know if the white churches do it, but black churches back in the day when they'd have like a revival or some type of fellowship after a program or Sunday service, and the old women be back there serving up the punch, and the punch is like they put Kool-Aid, lime sherbet, or any well the three kind, what's it called, the triple sherbet. They have like the strawberry, the lime, and the orange, that and a whole 2 liter bottle of ginger ale. And it was the punch, it was the church punch, it was the black church punch. And it's so funny, last year 2013 for my mother's birthday, I told my sister, because she was doing the menu, I specifically said put the old time old school black church punch on the menu. And she did, and it was delicious. So to me, it's reminiscent the flavor of that black church punch. You know what, you black churches, y'all need to go to Taco Bell because they just stole your recipe. Y'all can be rich. Maybe that's what I'll do. I'll tell my church to go and sue Taco Bell because we've been making that since I was a kid. That was long before Baja Blast came along, and they come and ripped y'all recipe. Anyhow, and so. That's what it tastes like, but they have Baja Blast at the convenience store, and at the convenience store, it's in a bottle, or whatever, and it got me. I walked past, and my eye was—I zoomed in on it, like I knew it was in there. I'm like, oh snap, they don't have Baja Blast. And like I said, I kind of remembered it in my head from seeing it on TV, and I'm like, oh my God, they do have it, so I got it. And when I tell you, baby, it was good. I'm like, ugh. I forget. I forget how good that it tastes. But I've had a pop, you know, building up. This is probably like the most I've had in a long time. The other day, I went to Qdoba, thinking that I would have an alternative to my Chipotle addiction, but to no avail. It was okay. But for some reason, I don't know what Chipotle puts in their burritos and meat and stuff. There's not another taste like it. I've tried, what's the other place? Moe's, which I think is gross. They have good nachos, but the burritos are gross. And what's the other place that sells burritos? There's a place in Atlanta called Willie's, which is a really, really close second to Chipotle, but it's just not Chipotle. Anyhow, and so, we went to Qdoba on Saturday because we was doing some Mother's Day shopping, and you know, if you guys didn't listen to the Fanboy Weekly Show Sunday night, so happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, expectant mothers, grandmothers, happy Mother's Day. I hope you guys had a great Sunday. I hope everyone was able to spend some time with their mother, or paying her some respect. I did. I had an awesome time with my mom. We didn't go the going out to eat route. She kept it simple, which I was shocked. I was shocked. She just wanted to. She loves t chicken taco salads. She loves them from, there's a little place called Hacienda here. I think it's kind of a chain. They're in some other cities, but it's not like a big chain like what's that other place called? Carrabba's or Olive Garden. And it's Mex. This is it's Tex-Mex at best. But she loves her taco salad. She's like, that's all I want. If you want to go pick it up, And so I went and picked us up some food. So we had a little mother-son lunch dinner date, and it was really nice. We had a good day. I made her I bought her a calendar, so she told me that I purchased it for myself because we always getting our days mixed up when she has appointments or when she wants to get her hair done. And I'm like, okay, I'm a planner, and so I like things to kind of fall in place, and I don't like surprises. If you tell me something's going to go on and I happen to remember, and I'm getting pretty good about putting it into my phone, so I have some time. But so I bought her a calendar at I forget where we were. Anyhow, it's one of those dry erase board calendars, a big one. I said, so you put all your dates on there. And then I'll put it into my calendar so I have it. And then I'll put all my work dates on there because I'm working more. If you guys have been listening to the show, I've been working more at my job. And so, I have to schedule more. When I'm working 7 days a week, without having like vacation days or whatever, when I'm working 7 days a week, that's a lot of time. I worked, I was off Saturday and Sunday for Mother's Day, but I work Monday, I work today, I have a work meeting tomorrow afternoon, but then I have to work tomorrow evening, then I'm working Thursday afternoon, and then Friday is my normal shift, so that starts it all again. So I had to plan. I want to be planned, so I want to be surprised, because when I get hit with surprises and last minute stuff, it irritates me because you need to plan. So I bought her that calendar, and she said I didn't buy it for her, I bought it for me, which is kind of right. It's kind of true. So I said, what my answer was, I bought it for us. And so I did that, and then I made her, if you listen to any of the other shows, I've been crafting a little bit. I've been doing hodgepodge and dimensional magic. I said hodgepodge, Modge Podge or Mod Podge crafting. I taught my niece how to do it this past weekend. I've been doing some of that type of stuff. And so I made a picture necklace of, it's really, really nice, really, really cute, of my grandmother, my mother's mother, because that's, in her eyes, that's her mother. Just like she's my mother, that's my mother's mother. And I actually love my grandma a lot too. And it kind of made me sentimental because I've been thinking about her a lot. And I think because it's Mother's Day, and then I spent so much time making this necklace, but I made this necklace, and I thought that was a personal touch. You can go out and buy anything, but when somebody takes the time to cut and glue and make something nice, it wasn't cheesy. It wasn't like some five-year-old's craft project. I went and picked out the right type of setting for the necklace. I picked out the necklace itself and the stuff to go on it. I did some work. I should have took a picture of it, but I did some work on it. So that was Mother's Day. So it was good. Mother's Day was good. So happy Mother's Day to everybody. So back to the story at hand. And so back to Qdoba. It's not all that great. Although the guy did give me a free coupon to come back, I gave it away because I'm not going back. I'm sure somebody loves it because I had been people have been talking about hearing about two people talking about Qdoba. It's like, ooh, it's really, really good. You need to try it. I'm like, if you like Chipotle, you'll love Qdoba. No, I still love Chipotle. I kind of like Qdoba. But back to the soft drink thing, they have one of those Coke dispensers that gives you any kind of combination of Coke products that you want. And by the way, Atlanta had those first. Coke is headquartered in Atlanta. So I knew about these things years before anybody here even knew about them. But just recently, the movie theaters have started to get them in, and Qdoba has one. And by the way, Spider-Man 2, Amazing Spider-Man 2, You had to listen to the show about my on my review. You had to listen to the Fanboy Weekly show about my review on it. It was just okay. I was, and I think it was, I went to sleep. I think I nodded off briefly. The best part of it was the Jamie Foxx parts, and then the very end was the big fight scenes, and then of course the big scene that I won't spoil it for anybody. I knew that was happening because I knew the story. So I'm like, okay. I expected a lot more. I think if they add Venom into or Carnage into the or Black Cat, the person who plays Black Cat, her the alter ego was in the movie, but not her. The superhero or anti-hero Black Cat wasn't in it. But anyhow, so I see sometimes I get off track, and I know I do apologize, but it's late in that show, so we can go anywhere with it. No, so I would just I said that whole long story to say I had a lime Fanta. I had a lime Fanta on Saturday, which was really, really good. And it kind of tastes like this Baja Blast. So maybe I like that taste. That's a taste that I like. That tastes like the old black church punch. So I'm back on the juice, unfortunately. Back on the juice. And but I'm not gonna go crazy with it. I did want a piece of cake tonight, but I decided not to get it. I've been craving birthday and wedding cake. Don't ask me why. Don't ask me why. Oh, and as a news flash, I think I'm going to Indianapolis PopCon. I'm going to drive it to Indianapolis for one day. That's all I want to be able to get off work. 'Cause I've been taking a lot of weekends off here lately. A Saturday here, a weekend there. I can't, because I had, like I told you guys before, the job that I work, I had to find my own coverage. And if I don't, I can't have the time off. but, excuse me. But, I think I'm going to Indianapolis PopCon, and I'll talk about that more on Sunday, on the Fanboy Weekly Show, and possibly a little bit on Thursday. If you haven't caught my new show on Blog Talk Radio, it's a call-in show. Last week we had the host from the Thought Bubbles podcast, Chris Mylane. Great people, hilarious. They have a hilarious podcast. You can find them on Twitter under Thought Bubbles. And also, if you want to go directly to their Podbean page, it's thoughtbubbles.podbean.com. And they're also underscore Thought Bubbles on Twitter. You can always find our family of shows at the 5x5 on Twitter. And then the 5x5.blogspot.com, and in both addresses, the fives are numeric, or check us out on Facebook.com/ the 5x5, completely spelled out. But my other show on Thursday nights is that interactive show that I had them on, the cast from the host of Thought Bubbles, and that's blogtalkradio.com/ comic booked, booked. And that's every Thursday night at 9. I did it early, but I think I want to stick with 9. It makes my life a little bit better because I'm working on Thursdays now. And call in and tell me what you got for new comic book day, or talk about something comic book specific. So that's about that. But it's separate from the Five Eyes shows here on Spreaker.com and iHeartRadio. So what else was I saying? Talk about Indiana PopCon. So I'm doing that. Like I said, I'll talk about more that more later. Oh, but I have to say, tonight was a season finale of Marvel's Agents of Shield. Woo, what I tell y'all, baby, that was the one of the best season finales for a show of that nature that I've seen. But I'm a little biased because I'm partial to that kind of stuff. It was good. It was really, 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 really good. And things are going to change because Marvel has incorporated this show into the Marvel Cinematic Universe, so it ties in. We had a lot of tie-ins tonight with the Avengers and all the Avengers movies, so it's pretty cool. So if you haven't watched Agents of Shield, it should all be on Hulu, and I'm sure here in a few, this is the season finale, maybe a couple of weeks, it'll all be on Netflix, so they do it like that. But anyhow, we're not talking about that tonight. We are talking about Did you guys see, and I know the video went viral, TMZ posted a surveillance video of Solange, of the Solange and Jay-Z, excuse me again, the Solange and Jay-Z fight at the Met Gala after party, where Solange was throwing bows and she was kind of acting a fool. But we'll see what that's all about. And then we're also going to talk about Donald Sterling and why he even opened his mouth. Was it yesterday? I think it was yesterday. So stay tuned. It's the 5x5 Late Night Show. I'm your host, David, and we'll be right back.
Hey everyone, this is Dwayne Hadley from the Dwayne Hadley Show. Check out the 5x5 on Springer.com.
Thank you.
I love that song. That is Snowflake. I'm sorry, Love Shadow, by Alex Barroza, lifted up. And the intro was for my good buddy Dwayne Hadley from the Dwayne Hadley Radio Network here on Spreaker.com. Check him out. Great guy, good friend. And I'm still going to send your comic books, Dwayne. I've just been lazy, and I hate going to the post office. I actually have a few to send out to people. I have a friend in Sweden who watches my. Am I yelling? Because this seems like this thing is going way, way up. I have a friend over in Sweden that is waiting on a book that he couldn't get during Free Comic Book Day, and I told him I'd send it to him. But who knew that? Well, I guess I kind of knew. The international shipping is kind of out of control. I think the cheapest I found to ship it was $16.25 for a comic book that I got free and nobody's paying for. But I'm a good person like that, so we'll see. Welcome back. It's the 5x5 Late Night Show. I'm your host, David. And we're sitting here gossiping a little bit. I told you about my weekend, my Mother's Day weekend, and time being off and me being back on the juice. And that's the soda pop juice. Juice, that is. Sometimes, I don't know, when I'm on, people say I talk really fast, and I sometimes I have to tell myself, slow down. It's not a race. You don't have to talk really, really fast, David. But since I found myself on here and I'm talking to you guys, and I'm not really talking, but I don't know what it is, and I talk with my hands, so I'm sitting here talking with my hands, and there's nobody in front of me, of course, but my computer, and my words get, like just now, my words get stuck in my mouth. I don't know what that is. It's just for me talking too fast. Talking way too fast. But I hope you guys are doing good, and thank you so much for checking out the shows and listening to the shows. And we've reached, or surpassed the 8,000 play mark, which for me, for something that I started as a hobby over a year ago, something fun to do, the reception has been really, really nice, and I do appreciate that. And then the 800, what, 40, 50 people who have clicked the follow button. I appreciate that too. It's just nice. You know, even though if you guys don't listen to every show, because I can be a little redundant at times, I do appreciate that you just, decided to say follow. And if you choose to listen, you do. If you don't, you don't. But I just appreciate it when you do. And I like people to come to the chat room, and talk to me, except for the people who want to be mean and show out and act a fool. but we've learned to rise above all that hate. At least some of us have. I don't think everybody has, but grow the hell up. We are all adults. But anyhow, did y'all see the video from TMZ where Solange Knowles, it's Beyonce's little sister, was, kind of going in on Jay-Z in the elevator. I mean, girl, seriously? Really? Of course, Wendy Williams was all over it. And I love me some Wendy. She was like, Solange, something happened at that party because supposedly it was at the Met Gala, the Met Gala that they had. And they had some kind of like a fashion show because Beyonce was all dressed up, Solange was dressed up, Jay-Z was dressed up. But the girl who was the designer used to work for Rockefeller. And that's when Damien Dash and Jay-Z had, I guess, Rockefeller. Was it was it Rockefeller Records, and she was a secretary at Rockefeller Records. And this is what Wendy, I didn't say this, this is what Wendy Williams said. So I'm just repeating what Wendy said. She said this all allegedly, so I don't want nobody calling me because we don't have money like that. I can give y'all a couple dollars, y'all want to sue me, but that's about all I got. But she and so they what Wendy said that Solange obviously seen Jay-Z do something real stank at the party that offended her for her sister. But then what I also was reading that Jay-Z and Solange have always been fighting. This is nothing new. And thing is, Jay-Z and Beyonce have been a couple for a while. Even before they went public with the marriage and all that, they've been a couple for a minute. Remember Bonnie and Clyde back in the day? Around the time when the first Beyonce album came out, that was like 2002, 2003. It's 2014. They've been together for at least 10 years. And so anyhow, they're saying that something must had to have happened. There was no audio to the video, but they said something had to have happened to make Solange go completely off because they were on their way home. They were ready to leave the party, and then once they hit the elevator, Solange goes Kill Bill crazy, like Beatrice and Kill Bill. The reason I use that reference because I've been watching that. What in the hell happened to Vivica A. Fox? She was good, even though she was, the black person is the first one to get it. If you remember Kill Bill, and a Quentin Tarantino movie, remember? Sorry to get off topic. Remember when? At when Beatrice she finally starts moving and stuff, at the very beginning she has a list of who she needs to kill, and Oronishi, which was a Lucy Liu character, and Vernita Green, which was the Vivica A. Fox character. Oronishi was number one, and Vivica A. Fox was not, well, Vernita Green was number two. But in the movie, the first person to get killed is the sister, Vernita Green, and number two is number one. And I'm sure Quentin Tarantino had his reasons for it, but they had to kill the sister first. But that was a good fight scene, because they was getting it. They was getting it in. That's when I start liking. Is it Emma Thompson? Is it Emma Thompson? She's been in some suspect movies after that, but I think Kill Bill is her swan song. She was in My Super Ex-Girlfriend, and she was also in what was that other movie she was in? Oh, she was in Percy Jackson, the first one. She played Medusa. That was more of a cameo thing, which was kind of overacted a little bit. Anyhow, but in Kill Bill, the kill Vivica A. Fox. So what the hell happened to her? She tried to date 50 Cent. She tried to be with all these young rappers. She got her lips done. She was, I will say, even though Kill, and she was in Soul Food, but that was before Kill Bill. She was gonna be our black dress. We had Halle Berry, which was, the white people like looking at Halle Berry, which is nothing wrong with it. I love Halle Berry, which she'll be out in Storm as Storm in the upcoming X-Men Days of Future Past movie on this month, the 23rd. And but Halle Berry, she appeals to a broader, that's how we say, she appeals to a broader audience. Vivica A. Fox, she could have, but Vivica A. Fox was a sister. And we liked her as a sister. The one movie that she was in, it was really kind of a cameo. Was, and you guys probably have never seen it. I watch this movie probably two or three times a month because it's hilarious. It is called Hair Show, and it's kind of based off the Barner Brothers hair shows in Atlanta, or throughout the United States, where all these kind of ethnic hairstyles are put on display, and there's a competition, and they do a lot of wild stuff with it. There's like bird nests and beehives and long weaves and colored weaves and fans and electricity and all this kind of stuff during these hair shows. Really neat artistic stuff done with hair, and there's like seminars on how to do certain cuts and weaves and stuff like that. Well, this that show is called Hair Show. That starred Monique before Monique became Monique. Because Monique now, she's not even funny. She's a little skinnier. She's a Oscar winner, and so she's not even funny. But although she's going to be doing I don't know if it's gonna be. She's gonna be on Comic View. She's the head because she had a talk show that was based in Atlanta that was canceled, and because she it was she was doing too much. I love Monique. I like the fat Monique that she was on the Parkers because that was funny. The Queen of Comedy, that was hilarious, and that is on Netflix. Hilarious. But she had this movie that was straight to DVD, obviously. That who else was in that movie? There's other people in that movie. The girl who played Bernie Mac's wife. In the Bernie Mac show, she's in it. Oh, and Taraji P. Henson. Before Taraji P. Henson became Taraji P. Henson, she's in it. And it's funny because there's a part where Monique messes up Vivica A. Fox's hair and she beats her up. Really, really funny. So what happened to Vivica A. Fox? Because because Vernita Green, she was a bad, she was a Copperhead, and she's like, I should have been motherfucking Black Mamba. Sorry about the MF Mamba. That's what she said. I didn't write the script. Quentin Tarantino did that, but yeah. So anyhow, Solange, she goes all kid Vernita Green, on Jay-Z and. The elevator and Beyonce, she's like this bitch. She's like, you are tripping on my man. She didn't do anything until she you know what? Beyonce didn't intervene until Solange kicked him in the junk. And then laid a right hook on him, and then she kind of got in the middle, picked up the girl's shoes, and then the bodyguard, which was really smart, he gets paid good money because he stops the elevator because you can see them kind of jostle when the elevator comes to a stop. He stops the elevator while she's still trying to punch him, and Beyonce is picking up the stuff. She's like, oh, she went crazy again. That song called "Ladies Leave Your Man at Home." The song should be called "Beyonce, Leave Your Sister at Home," because she's tripping. But so what do you do? What do you do when your family member goes after your man physically? Now, with that being said, I don't like my sister's choice of partner. I don't like the person. I've made my feelings extremely clear. I don't like you, and we've never come to blows because I try to keep it cute, keep it on mute when we're in mixed company. And so I don't think I would ever lash out unless something really stank happened. I don't think I would lash out like that. I don't think. But I just don't say anything. If I don't like that person, we have beef, I don't hang around. When there's a mixed go outing, I keep my distance because that's just my way of saying, don't say nothing to me. You know how I feel. You know how I feel about my sister. Don't say nothing to me. So it makes it difficult, and it's always very tense around holidays when we're going to each other's houses and we're spending time. And because here recently, my sister and I have started hanging out more and talking, and because I'll get some shit in my head that I can't let go, and I'm like, okay, I need to shut that down for a little bit because something real stinks gonna come out of my mouth, and I need to keep the peace, and so I keep my distance, and then when I'm feeling I can handle the situation, I am a little bit better to handle it. I'll start coming back around, but I love my sister, I love my niece and my nephew. I just don't like the man, and I'll make no apologies for it, and my feelings are known. So when I come to the house, that person disappears, which is good. I won't look at you anyhow. So what do you do? Do you intervene like that? Do you think Solange took it too far? Because anybody can get a good cussing out. You can cuss anybody out, talk to them crazy, come out of pocket with them. But when it comes to where you want to put your hands on somebody, you've crossed the line, and she's wrong. So, and Solange, and I'm gonna play a song here in a second. She's had, mediocre success. She has her fans, just like, Beyonce has the world. She has her fans, and Solange has her fans. And they did a meme online, and they was like, the reason why Solange went off when they got in the elevator, Jay-Z says, and this is something they made up online that I'm just repeating. Jay-Z says, "Why are you even here? You're not even famous." And that's when Solange went off. I'm like, what? That's a scandal, right? But it would be, that'd have been hilarious if that was true. But thing is, there was no audio, and and none of them are saying a word. Supposedly, Jay-Z and Solange was out looking for jewelry, so maybe he threw a piece of her jewelry away, or they had a bet, and he took it and threw it, trying to be funny, and it backfired. And so now, to make it up, he's like, "Okay, I'm gonna go buy you, $1 million diamond or whatever, So I'm like, "What? We'll never know what happens, because Beyonce, she's classy. She, because when they left the elevator, the Solange's hair was good, the clothes was good, Jay-Z was ho. Oh, but the scandal is, Solange and Beyonce got in one limousine. And then the bodyguard directed Jay-Z somewhere else. So then, after that happens, do you think Jay-Z and Beyonce had a confrontation? He probably say, B, I'm gonna need you to tell Solange she can't hang out with Baby Blue no more, because that bitch is crazy." Do you think Jay-Z came for Solange like that to Beyonce? Or maybe he told her she was a bad babysitter. Or something. You just want to know. It's like, if we had one detail to figure out, because so Solange recorded this song with the group called Chromeo, and part of the lyrics are, "Who's gonna have your back?" And you're like, "Ooh, are they talking about me?" But people, they get that, because it was released the same day. So maybe she was getting some publicity for her song. You never know. You never know. But so I'm like, I need to know what really happened, because they ain't talking, and we need to know. Don't we? Don't y'all want to know? I want to know. It's the 5x5 Late Night Show. We'll be right back. Maybe Jay-Z told her this song sucked, and then he finally told her the truth about it, and she got mad and went the hell off. No, that's actually a kind of a cute song. I've never listened to it all the way through, because it is Solange, right? but you know, she has her following. This song was huge to some people. You know, she performed at a Coachella, and this is when I think Beyonce was out on the stage with her dancing. Like at the end, a little dance break in it. She was dancing with her on the song, and Solange has that kind of bohemian indie thing going on, which hey. If she wants to make her way out, well, not even wants, she needs to make her way outside of her sister, because she's always going to be Beyonce's sister. You know, like Janet Jackson, for so many years, she was always Michael Jackson's sister. There was no way around it. It was just the way it was. And so, with that being said, you know, she just needs to... do her thing and do it her own way, with not trying to be Beyonce, because that's never, in which she hasn't. She's performed with Beyonce, I know, on the BET Awards one year. She didn't perform, but she was part of the whole Destiny's Child. That's when Kelly's first album came out. Beyonce was still doing B-Day. Michelle had her religious album out, so they were still. This was after Destiny Fulfilled. They were still doing their solo things, and she was there performing because it's a whole little dance thing. But she looked good. They worked it out. But yeah, she needs to do that. But again, I wish I had been a fly on that wall to hear what they were saying. But no, maybe a squash, you know, because like Wendy Williams say, all relationships, and there's not one family that doesn't have some stuff. You know, my family has some stuff, your family has some stuff, everybody's family has stuff. You know, unfortunately for them, their stuff is on a worldwide stage. Nobody cares what happens in my family drama. Nobody cares about that. I can talk about them on here to y'all, and y'all still don't care. Y'all think that shit's funny. But you know, everybody has stuff, and you know, I'm sure they'll get through it. And you know, you hate to see a couple that seems so in love. You know, if there's some stuff going on that we don't know about, her application to the Illuminati got revoked. You know, they said Jay-Z runs it. And that's why Beyonce wasn't doing anything, because she was like, mm-mm, you're not in the club, girl. You're not in the club. She has to be sacrificed. Maybe that's why she's mad. I'm sorry, that wasn't really funny. Well, yeah, that was kind of funny. But but no, that was Losing You by Solange. It's a cute song. And I'll have the Chromeo song here in a little bit. So we have Granddaddy AL. Grandpa Al, you keep on changing your name, and I don't know what to call you. Is Grandpa Al Kriska? Then Grandpa Al. Then is Granddaddy ALK. Now is Granddaddy Al. I still like Grandpa Al. And I still refer to you as Grandpa. He's in the chat room with us tonight, y'all. Grandpa's hilarious. We need to give Grandpa his own touring comedy tour, because he's really, really funny. We were talking about, I was telling him, yes, how I was doing. I told him, sometimes I think there's too much on my plate. You ever get like that? You just think there's too much on your plate, and you're like, can I get through a day when I can say, okay, this day's for me. I accomplished something. I did something for me today. You think you ever can get to that point where you can say that? Sometimes I don't think I can get to that point. I think there's so much to do. And, you know, and I've picked up this extra burden at work because, of staffing issues. And not that I don't like working, I don't like the extra money, because the extra time that, like, I go in early on Mondays and Fridays now, which is what, 2 hours early, so that's four, you know. But when you're already working a 10-hour day, so you're working a 12-hour day, that makes it a little long. Even though my job is not traditional, to where I'm sitting at a desk and you know, punching a clock, and there's somebody saying do this, it's not a retail job to where, you know, I had to constantly interact with customers and ring up stuff. It's not that, and I'm not the manager this time. You know, it's not a job where I'm telling people what to do and then fighting with bad employees. But, you know, I've told you guys about my job. I work in home health care with the mental health, the mentally disabled community. And that's challenging. It's definitely challenging. And I'm like, okay, and sometimes you need a break from that, you know, because it's more mental. It's mental, and sometimes emotional, but mostly mental. And you have to break away from that, because you need to be a bit out of that environment so you can come back to your reality and what the things that are common and normal in your life that you have to come back to the middle. And so I've been working there, like I said, 4 hours for Mondays and Fridays, and then Tuesday, Wednesdays, Thursdays, you know, 5 to 8 hours every day, and then throw a few meetings in there. You know, I'm up to 30 extra hours a week, which is all overtime. So I'm not complaining, but it's like, that's a lot. That's a lot. So, you know, and then I care, for my mother, and that's a lot too, because she is just as strong-willed as I am, and, you know, and we're so much alike that sometimes, you know, there's a lot of butting of the heads, even though I try to be as understanding as I possibly can, you know, but there's things that I need to have happen. And, you know, sometimes you get fought on it, but, you know, I do it, and it's done out of love and done out of concern and out of obligation, you know? And so, and those are my two things, but they're two big things. They're two big parts of my life that I have to work. And sometimes I'm like, I don't know if I can be able, I'm not gonna be able to do another day. And but it's funny, since I've been working these extra hours, I haven't really been tired. I've been like, you know, a little tired, but not exhausted. And before I was doing that, I feel like I was doing a lot more. I don't know why. And I was pretty worn out, but not as much anymore. Just a little tired, and that way I can stay up and talk to y'all for a little bit. But this is only gonna be an hour tonight, so I can go to bed. Because tomorrow is new comic book day, so like on Wednesdays, I have to get up early, you know, to get my mom to where she needs to go. And then I always go to the comic book store on Wednesday. So I run out there. That's on the other side of town, and the one I want to go to. I alternate. And then, but tomorrow I have a meeting at 2:30 that's going to last a couple hours. And then after that, I have to go to work. And then Thursday, I have an early appointment Thursday morning, and then I have to go to work at 1. Busy life. I want another weekend off, but I want a weekend off that's not an event weekend or a holiday weekend. I want a weekend off to where I can, well, y'all know. Y'all know what time it is. Anyhow, so did y'all see the Donald Sterling interview that Anderson Cooper had the other day? Was it yesterday? Baby, when I tell you Donald Sterling should have kept his damn mouth shut, he really should have kept his mouth shut. You know, because sometimes, and I only see a part of it, I love Anderson Cooper. He's so cute. And you know that's Gloria Vanderbilt's son, right? And, you know, he's a good interviewer. You know, he had that Anderson Cooper Live and Anderson Cooper 360. But Donna Sterling, this is specifically toward what he said about O.J. Simpson. He's like, because like, O.J. Simpson wants to buy the team. And, you know, Mrs. Sterling, she had the nerve to say, and this was in a prior statement, she's like, she's been thinking about divorcing Don for 20 years. Girl, you is not thinking about nothing but a paycheck, because if you wanted to, you don't think about divorcing somebody for 20 years. That's not a thought. That's insanity to me. You know, you don't think about divorcing somebody. You might think about divorcing them for a couple years, like, okay, I'm tired of this fool, you know, I gotta get away. You don't say, okay, this year it's 1977, I'm gonna divorce him in 1997. You know, it's 1994. I'm gonna give him to 2014 to get his act right. If he don't get his act right in 2014, that's it. 20 years, I'm done. That's stupid. She's obviously stupid. But then she also said that she wouldn't give up her team without a fight, because, you know, they're gonna make him sell the team. You know, that's part of their bylaws or whatever, and there's nothing she can do about it. You know, they have to sell it. It doesn't matter. That's part of what the NBA has put as one of their rules and regulations to be an owner and be involved with the NBA. This is what I heard on Tom Joyner's show the other day. And so she said she wouldn't give up with a fight, but I don't think there's going to be a fight to be had, because NBA, and the NBA really ain't, okay, yeah, you're going to sell it. You don't have a choice. But anyhow, so your boy Donald Sterling, he gets on TV and he tells, see, my phone be doing crazy stuff. He told Anderson Cooper that, because O.J. Simpson, Magic Johnson wants to buy, is it the Clippers? Is the L.A. Clippers? Grandpa Al, am I right? It's the Clippers, right? And so he says he's going to, he said he should be ashamed of himself because he's around here with the AIDS. I'm like, really? Did you just say that? And so Anderson Cooper stopped him. He's like, you can't really say that because he doesn't have full blown AIDS. He's HIV positive. And then he's like, well, you know, he got the HIV, and what's he done for black people? He's done nothing for black people. And, you know, Donald, regardless of what you think, that's not, you're not in a position to say that, you know. And I just thought it was interesting that was the comment come from this man, but he's obviously disturbed, and it's just silly. I didn't watch the whole thing, so when I watch the whole interview, eventually I will. Grandpa Al says the LA Clippers, and he hears they get gray haircuts. No, they no, it's just silly. And to say so, but he comes from a different generation. Not that that makes it okay, because it doesn't. But yeah, you need to go. You need to sit your butt down, and you need to be gone and not heard of, and shut your mouth. You know. But then people say, well, why should he shut his mouth? Why should he shut his mouth? Because he's ignorant. That's why. and then lastly, I guess Michael Sam, he was, what's it called, during the draft? And then he kissed his boyfriend. And people are all up in arms on both sides. I don't care. You know, that's what he chose to do. And not, he didn't choose being gay. He chose to kiss his boyfriend. And so everybody's all tore up. There's other ball players, like they're gonna boycott ESPN because they allow the Michael Sam kiss to be on air. ESPN ain't stunting, y'all. they don't care, you know. And frankly, I don't care either, one way or the other. You know, I guess I'm biased because I'm gay, but who cares? He kissed the boy, whatever. All right, last break, and we're going to come back, and I guess we'll wrap things up. It's the 5x5 Late Night Show, and we'll be right back.
know why it's such a struggle to make it come around to my point of view.
And I know it's gonna take time, but you know that I care.
Take your time, taking it down.
Yeah, baby, I know it's gonna take time, but you know that I'm dead.
Take your time, taking it down.
And when it gets down to it,
I can never leave, I'll keep proud.
And we're back. And no matter, you know, what people go through, you know, I'm sure they have some stuff. And whether that song is a little telling of what's going on between Solange, B, and Jay-Z, who knows? It's all speculation at this point. And everybody gossips and everybody has an opinion. And unfortunately, sometimes our opinions are not in line with the truth. And that's a lot of the times our opinions are not aligned. Well, I guess they don't have to be, but you know, let the people be. They're people, and they have their own crosses to bear, just like we do. And but I still want to know what he said to Solange to make her go to hell off. but I thank you guys for joining me. Thank you, Grandpa Al, for joining me in the chat room and keeping me company tonight. Let's see. We have it coming up Thursday, Comic Booked on Blog Talk Radio. And then we'll have some shows through the weekend. Check out some of my favorite shows here on Spreaker.com. That would be the Dwayne Hadley Show on Dwayne Hadley Network. Ken Boggle Talk. Season 2. My new favorite, Blake and Jade. Hilarious show from a couple from across the pond. Always Desert Rose. Prankville. Grandpa. Oh, Granddaddy Al. Always great to hear them doing their thing here on Spreaker.com. We like hanging out with you guys, and we all have our own opinions on life and how we see things. We're all human. And True Blood is coming back next month, right? It's True Blood. So wait for True Blood. Tomorrow, my other show, I had to go to, I'm on leave work early so I can see Arrow. Tomorrow is the season finale of Arrow. What else is there? I don't think there's anything else to say, but hope you guys have a great rest of your week. And I'm gonna leave this with you: don't let people change who you are to become what they need. You guys have a good night, and we'll see you next time.